Okay, it's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel, one of the most kishmaka agadotas in the telling the Purim story. It says that Kivan Shara Haman Shenafal Pur B'chodesh Adar, when Haman saw that Adar was the winning month, Samach Simcha Gedayla, he was very happy that his Gerul came out to the Chodesh Shemes Boi Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a bit of a history buff, Jewish history, and he knew that Adar was the bad month of Israel. That's when their greatest leader passed away. So he took that as a good omen. But the Gemara says, but the laugh's on him, because Vehu lo yada shebeshiva ba'Adar meisu veshiva ba'Adar noilad. Then not only was it the day that he died, it was also the day that he was born. And Pashas, the Gemara means to say, so the same way that it's a bad omen for the Jewish people, it's also a good omen for the Jewish people. So Haman's plan didn't work. It's a funny kind of Gemara that, you know, if he was such a history buff, so how come he knew that it was Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzeit, but he didn't know that it was Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday? Okay, I know the two of them from the same source. It seems like a funny kind of a coincidence that this he knew and that he didn't know. A lot of Mefarshim suppose that the Gemara means something more than that. It doesn't really just mean a matter of what history he knew and what history he didn't. But somehow this information registered by him and this information didn't, or in terms of what he chapped as being significant. So there's a few pshatim in this. Zemeshach Chachma has what I'm going to say first, I'll call it Kutvart. Zemeshach Chachma says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal tell us, he was born and he died on the same day. And that's, as I'll say, that's actually a very propitious kind of a thing, that if somebody's born and died on the same day, that means that really his Misa is only because of his Malu Yama Vishanaisav, and then there isn't anything negative about that being the day that he died. But that's totally on the day that the dying on the birthday. But if he dies any other day that's not his birthday, then it doesn't show this Malu Yama Vishnaisav, then the day of a death could really be a bad omen. So Nash Chachma says, Haman knew everything. He knew exactly all the history. He knew when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he knew when Moshe Rabbeinu died. When was Moshe Rabbeinu born? Well, Chazal say it was Shiva Ba'adar. But what time of Shiva Ba'adar? We know that Rashi and Chumash brings down the Medrash that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Smali Habayis Kulei Oira, the house filled up with light. So Rabbi Simcha makes an assumption. He says, if it's saying the house filled up with light, sounds like the house was dark. If it was light, then it can't fill up with light. It's already light. So I think he was born in the nighttime. Shiva Ba'adar, born in the nighttime of Shiva Ba'adar. When did he die? This is already Mefurish in Chazal. The Pasuk says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, and Rashi Devarim brings down that it means Be'emtza Hayom, that Hashem said in broad daylight, as if to say, who's going to stop me? Anybody want to stop me, come and stop me. So he did it in broad daylight, and that's the Hashem Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So that means, like Me'ya Simcha, that although his birthday and his yahrzeit are the same date, but one was in the daytime and one was in the nighttime. The same date, meaning because in the Jewish calendar, the date begins in the nighttime. So when the sun went down the previous day, it was Shiva Ba'adar, and then that night and following day, we call Shiva Ba'adar. But that's a Jewish idiosyncrasy, right? We're the only ones that start each calendar day from the nighttime. This is what we call Hayoim Hoylech Achar HaLayla. But by the Umos HaOlam, the Layla is Hoylech Achar Hayoim. And if the Layla is Hoylech Achar Hayoim, meaning the day is attached to the following night, and that makes one calendar day. So by that calculation, which would be Haman's calculation, if Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shiva Ba'adar, but his birthday was the night before, so he was born on Vav Ba'adar. So that's what it means, hu lo yada, meaning because he l'shitasai, who counted like the Umos HaOlam, by his reckoning, his birth was not on the same date as his death, and therefore his death was just on a random day, and that will make it a bad omen. But hu lo yada, that the way that we calculate our calendar is that hayem ha'ilach achar ha'layla, so then the birth and the death were on the same calendar day, and then it's malu yom ha'ushnaisav, and then the mis is not a bad omen at all, it's a good omen. So that's what the Gemara means, that he was talking about something like, who lo yada, it's a baby yom, make the baby yom no
lie. If he was operating off of a calendar that wasn't ours, then why would he think that according to us, it would be a bad omen?
I guess the assumption here is that either that he didn't know that our
game was... using the Jewish calendar, not the Babylonian one.
Oh, they're the same calendar.
The Babylonians started day to night, not night to
day. Right, that's what Mason was saying. Okay, so another part. I wanted to say a pshat a little bit different. I mean, totally different pshat, and more, with the Dvar Musar from it. Something to pick us up a little bit. The idea that Haman was Sama Simcha Gedayla, let me start like this. You know, I had a grandmother who lived to a very, very ripe old age. And I remember that when she turned 90, we made her a birthday party. And it was a big celebration. Her children and her grandchildren all came. And I think each one gave her a flower. And it was a big celebration. 10 years later, she turned 100. And we made her another birthday party. She wasn't quite as with it that time. It was a little bit of a more muted celebration. But we made her another birthday party. And the family came together when she turned 100. By 10 years later, she wasn't alive anymore. And guess what? We didn't make her another birthday party. Because people only make birthday parties, only recognize birthdays as long as someone is alive. Now this grandmother is not alive anymore, we celebrate her, or we observe a yard site, right? There's yard sites when somebody is dead, meaning you make a big deal out of the day that they died, not the day that they were born. When a person is alive, then you make a big deal, if you're so inclined, if you want to, about the day that they're born. So birthdays are for living people, or things, or institutions. Yard sites are for dead people or things or institutions. And then the Gemara is saying something very deep. Haman was a politician, and he was a statesman, and he knew of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was a great figure in world history because he took a nation that was enslaved by an oppressive ruler, and he did some very impressive Eisezumayfsin. And he took them out, and he made them into a free people, and he brought them to the promised land, and he didn't quite complete the process, but okay, but he brought them almost, he brought them to the promised land, he began the conquest, he was a great military leader, he won a war against Og Melech HaBashan and Sichem Melech HaMayri, and that's his legacy. His legacy is as a founder of a nation, and a conqueror of enemies, and of the... someone who began a dynasty because, you know, Bnei Yisrael, they came and they took over Eretz Yisrael and they were there for centuries and centuries. He's a great, great figure to be honored and revered. But after they were there for centuries, then they had their downfall. Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and took them out of Eretz Yisrael and in Galus, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu's story, as nice as it was and as great as it was, but it's over. So he did something great and it had a lasting impact. It lasted for about 900 years, but now it's over. So somebody whose legacy is over, so what do you celebrate? The birthday or the yard site? There's a yard site there. Meaning, so then the significance of Zayin Adar, of course, Zayin Adar is Bebeim Neilad, but the significance is that that's the day that he died. That because the story is over. But what he didn't know is that all of that political accomplishment is not the legacy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai with Makabel the Torah. And that's his legacy. And he brought it down. He taught it to Klal Yisrael. That's his legacy. And what's great about Moshe Rabbeinu is that he got us started in Limud HaTorah. And that means that as long as Klal Yisrael is still being Oisek B'Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu's story is not something from the past, it's something from the present. Moshe Rabbeinu's story is still alive, it's still in progress, which means that which is more important for him now, his yartzeit or his birthday? His birthday, because his story is still going, it's still in the present. That's What the Gemara means, that he thought it's a bad omen because it's the day that he knew that that was the day that he died, that was the day that he was born. But he thought that the significant half is the fact that he died, because from his perspective, Moshe Rabbeinu is history. But what he didn't know is that from our perspective, Moshe Rabbeinu is the present. And therefore, the significance of the day is not that it's the day that he died, but it's the day that he was born. One more shot that, which is sort of along these lines, but takes it maybe a little bit deeper. This is from Rav Nachum Shmuel Nabala, is the Sefer Meir Inayim, the first of the Chernobyla Rebbe, the first of the Tversky Rebbe dynasty, one of the Choshev early Chassidish Svarim. So he also talks about this Gemara, same question that how come, if Haman was so smart and he knew the history, he knew the Shabbat B'yayim Meis, why didn't he also know the Shabbat B'yayim Neilad? And he adds a deal. And the Lashon of the Gemara, it says, V'hu l'yada, sh'v'shiva ba'adar Meis, u'v'shiva ba'adar Neilad. That's the wrong order, isn't it? Which one came first? First he was Neilad, and then he was Meis. I'm not saying it's such a big kasha, but that's ta'ara. Why does it reverse the order? B'shiva ba'adar meis u'b'shiva ba'adar neilad. Why is the misa going before the leida? And he answers that the leida that's being referred to over there does not mean what we generally call his birthday, a birthday, the day that he was born, that he came out of his mother's womb. He brings down the Zayar Kadesh that is pashtusa de Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol dara v'dara. There's an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu in every dara. The Zohar Kaddish says, Asher ha'am shakach aloi, shakach ez v'gamashriya Moshe, and that in every dara, there's a hamshach, there's a continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a Shlach Kaddish that says, Shlach Kaddish, not Chassidish, he's before the Chassidim, I'll pick Kabbalah. That, when the Gemara says, there's a few places in the Gemara, I think three places, where, I think it's Rav and Rav Nachman, I'm not sure, there's a conversation between two Amirayim, and one of them says, Halacha, and the other one means to be asking on him, and he says, Moshe, Shapir Ka'amrit. Shapir Ka'amrit B'tmiya, are you saying good? But it says Moshe. His name wasn't Moshe. Rashi says that it's a Lashon of Kavod. He was addressing him respectfully and saying, Shapir Ka'amrit. Are you saying good? I don't know what you're saying over here. So Shlach Kaddish says that that Gemara is being megala, that there's a Moshe b'chol dar v'dar. That's the Asher Yom Shekach Alai. That there's always a Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Nachum Chernobyla takes it a little further. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was he represented the das to understand Torah. And when the Zohar Kaddish says that it's his pashtus is b'chol dar v'dar, it means that everybody's understanding of Torah is because there's a hispashtus of Moshe Rabbeinu's das, an extension of Moshe Rabbeinu's das, in his head, in his brain, and that's how we're able to be zeichet to an understanding of Torah. He elaborates on this, and this is a little bit on a tangent for before we're getting back to our Gemara that we started with. But let me just say over something very, I think very beautiful. When he says that, it says at the end of Devarim that Lo yada ishas kivurasa, that nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Why does nobody know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried? The Torah identifies the mountain, the place. It says Vayikra Yisei, it says imagine where he went up, and then it says Vayikra Yisei Bagai, that Hashem buried him in the valley, Mul Beis Pa'ar, opposite of Beis Pa'ar. There are some, clues in the Torah. It doesn't seem to be like the Torah is trying to keep it a secret. The Torah tells you where it is. And then it says, V'layada ishas k'rasai. So, Al Derech Chassidus, from Nachum Chernobyla says, you know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried? It's in every yid. Every yid that zeichet the Torah, it's because there's a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. And then he attaches himself to the pasuk, Vayikbar Oisei Bagai, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest strength? That he was the un of Mikol Adam. that Moshe Rabbeinu, despite all of his accomplishments and despite how great he was onav ma'oid, the pasuk calls him. He was so humble. So vayikbar oisay bagai. Gai means in a low place, right? A valley. Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu in everybody, in every yid that's able to emulate that midah of Moshe Rabbeinu and make himself into a low place. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu is. His remains remain there. He remains in that yid. That's a yikver oisay bagai. Mul beis par. The continuation of the positive. Mul opposite beis par. It's funny that he should be described, that the makom kufur of Moshe Rabbeinu should be described as mul beis par. Beis par is an avodah zarah. Like it's, you know, if that's where he was, it's almost like saying he was buried like right across the street from the Geisha cemetery, right across the street from the church. Like that's a disrespectful way to describe where he's buried. No, that's not what it means. It means the guy. Where's the guy? Mul beis par, opposite of avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is I call him. An embodiment of Gaiva. And if you're opposite the Gaiva, if you're an Anav, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. That's Vayikbar. Oh, you say, Bagai, Mul Beis Par. That's why V'lo Yad Yish Eskirasai. That's why you can't find him. First of all, because it's in a million different places. But more than that, those million places are hard to find because, by definition, an Anav doesn't stand out. If he would have been buried in the Bali Gaiva, those are easy to find, right? The Bali Gaiva is easy to find. The Anav is hard to find. So therefore, Lo Yad Yish Eskirasai, and nobody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. That's the hispashtus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Dr. Menachem Chernobyler, coming back to Haman, what that means is that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died, usually we think of when somebody dies, so that's it. He's gone from this world, right? I mean, you know, this neshama goes up, but from this world, he's gone. In Moshe Rabbeinu's case, it was just the opposite. The day that he died, it's like he exploded into a million different parts. And now there's much more of him. That's the Leda that it's talking about. When it says, B'shiva ba'adr meis, u b'shiva ba'adr neilad, it means he died, shiva ba'adr, and then a moment later, he was reborn in this hispashtus that the Zohar talks about in all the humble hearts of Bnei Yisrael that wanted to be Zeichet to Torah, that he was reborn there. And Haman, who is the exact total antithesis of everything that Moshe Rabbeinu stood for, and especially his humility, he can't possibly know that. He has no shyness to that whatsoever. So he may have known about the birthday, the history, yeah, he knew Shabbat the Mace, Shabbat the Noilad, but he knew the Leda that happened 120 years before the death. But what he didn't know is about the Leda that happened after the death, which keeps Moshe Rabbeinu alive today, which makes it that his whole omen that, oh, this is a wonderful time, because this is when Moshe Rabbeinu disappeared. But what he didn't know is that Moshe Rabbeinu's death wasn't a disappearance, it was an explosion. And it was spreading out, it was a hispashtus. So it's the opposite of the bad omen that Haman wanted. So that's the pshat in the Gemara, that he was some who lo yada, shev shiva ba'adr meis, shev shiva ba'adr neilad.